Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here on the radio. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight on this very special program that we have going on right now, because it is Independence Day. And, of course, Independence Day is a very important day in the scheme of things here. Now, I want to remind everybody that we are, of course, are broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, with my Salem Radio Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and also to great radio stations all across America that are playing our show right now, and around the world via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, as well as to our veterans and EMS and firefighters and police and hospital and ER room workers and 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And, of course, that's all under control right now, so we got to count our lucky stars for that. Now, the other thing is, don't forget that you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Facebook page, and you can also find us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social as at Captain's America, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and we're going to go over to the telephone line, and we're going to welcome in California's own, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Hey, thank you, Captain. Happy Independence Day to everybody.
Yahoo! Yeehaw! Whoop-de-doo! And whatever else we can think of, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. It's a great day in the neighborhood. They're out there having a good time. We'll let them continue to do what they need to do. There we go. Now they're gone. It's 81 degrees here where I'm at right now with clear skies.
Wow, that is really something. You got us beat. It's 64 degrees. Here it's cooled down a lot.
Come on down. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
You betcha. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to choose to take a telephone call right now from an early caller. We'll see what's on his mind. It's Mike the Marvelous One over in Clearwater. Go ahead, Mike.
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle? You know, now we're starting to see the lengths the Democrats will go. You know, they must be pretty terrified when Gavin Newsom starts running ads in Florida. They're going to take away your right to same-sex marriage. They're going to take away your right to choose what you want to do with your body. Come to California. We believe in freedom, and we believe in choice. Oh, well, Governor Newsom, aren't people leaving your state by droves?
I know all about it.
You have the nerve mm-hmm. to run ads in a state where most of your people are fleeing to mm-hmm. and telling us, oh, you're welcome in California. Now, please don't take this the wrong way, Kyle. I don't know how you put up with that bull garbage out there, but I tell you what, there is a sure sign that they're terrified. What do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Kyle, let me start here because that's one of our stories we're going to talk about, as you well know. First of all, California Governor Gavin Newsom did air over the weekend, the 4th of July weekend, an ad inviting Floridians to California for more freedom. Now, this was an ad that not only was seen in Florida, but it was seen around the country. Now, he said, and I quote, "It's Independence Day. So let's talk about what's going on in America. Freedom is under attack in your state. Republican leaders are banning books, making it harder to vote, restricting speech in classrooms, even criminalizing women and doctors. I urge all of you living in Florida to join the fight or join us in California." That's what he said. He's referring to CRT there, which is against the law in our state, Governor.
Why doesn't he just say, "Come to California so we can tax you"?
Okay, there. I'm glad you said that, because here's the next little part. Would anyone in their right mind, knowing what I know and knowing what you know, and I still don't know why the hell you're there, okay, a 60% tax rate is what you're now sitting under.
Well, right, yeah.
That's your basic going to work, live at home, rent or whatever tax, home taxes, 60% of your dollar in the state of California, not counting the federal, goes to taxes.
Well, I appreciate what Mike is talking about so much, this notion that they're terrified. I think they are terrified.
I do believe.
You know, and this notion of trying to get people who move to Florida to try to move back to California is pretty pathetic.
It'll never happen.
Well, of course it won't, but it does show that it's starting to really go off the rails here in California,
now,
and they know it.
Now, let me just mention the rest of it here, because Mike had part of it right, not all of it. Newsom's choice of Florida as a focal point for cultural debate may not be an arbitrary one, as speculation looms that the Democratic governor is eyeing a presidential run in 2024. According to the New York Post, Newsom spent $105,000 on these ad spots on Fox News in Florida to position himself as the alternative to popular Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican. And, of course, at the very end, Newsom's spokesman, who spoke up and said something, said, "Stay tuned, there'll be more." Well, bring it on, baby, because ain't nobody in their right mind moving to California when it's going to cost you an arm and a leg to get back there and then cost you even more while you're there. You're out of your mind if you live out there. Move. Get up and move. You too, Kyle. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I will take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, folks, I'm very excited, not only because it's Independence Day 2022 in the United States of America, but also because of Mike Lindell and the big special that he's having with MyPillow. Now, he continues to just keep it coming, keep it coming, keep it coming. He's got another BOGO extravaganza. And actually what he's done is he's just extended the one that he had a little while back, and he's back on it again. Because right now you can get buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. These are fantastic sheets, folks. The Giza Elegance MyPillows, buy one, get one. The six-piece towel sets, buy one, get one. My neighbor walked up to me yesterday as I was walking out to the car and said, "Thank you, Captain, very much for telling us about those towels. We just got two sets. We love them." So there you go. Happy, contented neighbors. And a roll and go anywhere. My pillows, which are the ones that you load up on the airplane or the bus or the cruise ship or whatnot, take with you. And they've got the nice murals on them of the U.S. or the mountains or whatever. Sometimes they've got pets on them, whatever the luck of the draw is. But all you got to do is go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. But don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with every purchase. Now, if you want to buy just one item, that's okay, too. Promo code CAPTAIN gets you a 66% discount on that one item. So call 800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be the word CAPTAIN. happy shopping. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'll tell you what, just when you think Mike Lindell isn't going to outdo himself, he does.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right, well, let's talk about this July 4th. As the people fill up their car or truck or motorhome or whatever, they might be tempted to blame President Joe Biden for high gasoline prices. Well, according to some experts, folks, you shouldn't do that. It's Russia. Russia, 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 Russia. It's Russian President Vladimir Putin's fault. That's what they say. The U.S. had to cut off Russian oil imports to punish Putin for invading the Ukraine. Meanwhile, Biden himself has blamed the American energy industry, and it's clearly his own misdirection or ignorance that's causing these gas prices right now.
Well, that's right. You know, he said he was going to get rid of the fossil fuels.
This is what he's doing.
He said he was going to undo all the Trump stuff, and day one they started undoing all the Trump stuff, starting with the Keystone XL pipeline. So you can't make all these moves and then suddenly claim that it's Putin's fault or the bad oil companies, and, you know, it's all part of a larger sort of blame game that they're playing. In order to hoodwink you into thinking that they didn't do this and they're fighting for you.
Well, in a time of war, which is what he keeps calling Ukraine, we're in war because of Ukraine, which technically I suppose we are, we're supplying to Ukraine, Biden wrote in an open letter to the oil industry on June 15th, high refinery profit margins being passed directly onto American families are not acceptable. Companies must take immediate actions to increase the supply of gasoline, diesel, and other refined products. Okay, here's where I'm going to bury President Joe Biden. Listen to this. U.S. oil refineries are currently operating at 94% of their capacity, with U.S. refineries in the Gulf of Mexico running at 98%, which is the highest rate they've produced in 30 years. How about that one?
Well, right. And do you think they care at all about that? Of course they don't, because they...
No, but he just lied to the country again when he said what he said.
Well, right, but he's lying for the specific reason of demonizing the oil companies.
Yeah, and that's
going to factor in here. You watch.
Right, and as such, Biden isn't just wrong. He's insulted some of the hardest-working people operating in one of the most dangerous industries in America. Go put him on an oil rig. And if Biden wants more American fuel, then he should allow the building of new refineries, right?
Well, sure. What he should do is say the American oil industry should be able to fill the needs of the American energy demands, and say we're not going to buy another drop of oil from anybody else, or we're going to get to that point so that we can have our foreign policy, we can have national security, all those different things that we know are at the very heart of the matter, Captain.
All right, hold on. Let's go see what Ian has to say here. Okay, Ian, what's on your mind?
I don't think you're going to like what I got to say.
Well, be careful and remember, don't use any foul language, please.
I'm not going to use any foul language at all. Not at all.
Okay, good.
You know, we're supposed to be living in... I'm tired of hearing from these stupid jackass Republicans and these stupid dummy Democrats about the liberal world order and democracy. Take your democracy and shove it. It's not in the world democracy is not in the Constitution at all. It's a constitutional republic, and the founding fathers hated democracy. Okay? Let's lay it right out on the table. Democracies die. And I'm sick of these people. When did they ever ask me to vote? To go to war with Russia, okay? Did they put that to a vote to the population? Did they put the Green New Deal that they're shoving down our throats to a vote to the population?
Would not pass.
Did they put open borders to a vote to the population in our democracy?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't no democracy. It's an oligarchy owned by a clique. Thanks, bye.
Yep, we have said that on this show for 20 years, Kyle. 20
well,
years,
right.
Every time they bring it up, and every 4th of July, by the way, every Independence Day, well, the democracy, this is not a democracy, never has been, never will be. As a matter of fact, go look it up. Go look at the Declaration of Independence. Go look at the Constitution. Go look at the Bill of Rights. And you tell me where it talks about our country being founded as a democracy.
Right, but it does have a representative government. And
we are a constitutional republic.
Well, of course. But the term democracy is being used by the left really as the attack against, quote-unquote, our democracy. That's why they're using it. This is why somebody like Hillary Clinton would start to say things like, well, we are moving towards one person, one vote, which is code for get rid of the Electoral College, for example. So, in other words, they literally will destroy any democratic notion that we have at all in favor of the notion that you're just going to have this really what amounts to mob rule. And this goes to Ian's point. That's what the founders didn't want. They didn't want mob rule.
And if they want to make changes to the Constitution, the Constitutional Convention that we talked about last week is being passed along from state to state, trying to get enough states to at least bring it for a vote in their state legislatures. They're about halfway there, maybe two-thirds of the way there right now. And if they do that, then they have to keep control of the program, you know, what's going to be put on there. Otherwise, they could have that stolen up underneath them, too, and here we go again.
Well, right. I'll just put it in this term. You know, if your constitutional convention sounds an awful like trying to rewrite the CCNRs of your homeowners association,
yeah,
that opens Pandora's box.
Yeah, and I've been following this very closely. I'm watching what's going on. And if they stick with what they've got right now, if they're able to do that and hold the line, this is going to be something that's going to work very nicely. But then again, you don't want just the Senate and the House of Representatives up there trying to add new amendments to the Constitution for this, that, and the other thing. That's not going to solve anything but make things worse, in my opinion.
Well, the mechanism is there to amend,
especially with this Congress.
Right. Well, the mechanism is there to amend the Constitution, but it's not something that can be done overnight, and I think that's the good reason for that, because you have to be deliberative.
Right. And once they do pass something at the federal level, I believe it's got to be passed around to the states to get their blessing, and if it's not, then if they don't get two-thirds of the states, then they're done. I think that's the way it works from my recall.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. It has to be ratified. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Now, the other thing is that I said with this Congress. Now, if this Congress were to change and roll over and flip, which I believe it's going to come November, I think the Democrats are going to be out on the street with pitchforks and bib overalls, standing out there going, we got to fight, watch and see all the crap that starts in. Let's send Nancy Pelosi on a vacation. All right, I'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Happy Independence Day.
There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defending the president's tweet, National Security Council Director John Kirby doubled down on President Biden's tweet calling on gas stations to lower their prices at the pump.
If everybody cooperates on this, we could bring the price down at least by about a dollar a gallon. So he's working very, very hard to do this because he knows the impact that high gas prices have on the American household.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The average gas station, after all is said and done, makes about 2 cents per gallon in profit. According to AAA, the national average for the price of regular gas is $4.81 a gallon. Last year on July 3rd, it was $3.13 a gallon. Inflation continuing to hit the grocery store. If you're having a July 4th cookout, ground beef is up 16%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This special portion, special segment that we are about to do of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking religiously for the past 8 years. I take it when I start my day, and if I need another one during the course of the day, I take it with a meal later on. And sometimes I do have to take it twice a day, and occasionally I've had to take it 3 times in a day, the packets, because of what I was going through. Now, what it does for me and what it will do for you is it will reduce the swelling and the inflammation that you have wherever you have it at, along with the pain associated with whatever this injury is that you've got. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which are all ingredients that work together to do what needs to be done to help you lower or even eliminate the pain that you're in right by going to the source. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product. And by the way, it only costs $19.95 to try it for 3 weeks. That's it. All you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95. Gets you in the program, and away you go. All right, before I go back to Kyle Warren, I have a very special treat for you. I play this every year at this time, and here it comes, John Wayne, America, Why I Love Her.
America,
ask me why I love her? Would it be time? I'll explain. You see the Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel in the Appalachia Mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? Look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from the bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as you rush into the sea, or are you headed to Gettysburg, or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons, who watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, a mind of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
That is a classic, ladies and gentlemen. America, Why I Love Her. You remember that, Kyle, because you've been with me long enough that you know I play it about this time.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, it's very powerful and really so appropriate for today.
Well, it is. And one of the great things about Independence Day, and, you know, I've had a lot of people going, Happy 4th of July, Happy 4th of July. I said, okay, it's the 4th of July, but it's the Independence Day birthday celebration of the establishment of the United States of America. And then they look at you kind of cross-eyed like, huh? What? I mean,
right.
What the hell did they learn in school?
Right. Well, there, of course, the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776. That's right.
Yeah, and of course, I may even have you read that here in a little while here because we got, a lot. This is the show today is all patriotically themed is what we're doing. Of course, we did start out with a little rift in the boat, and that was Newsom inviting Floridians to come to California where they'd be free. What a dope. What a freaking dope. But anyway, we talked about the capacities of the oil refineries and running the oil, and Biden saying, well, they need to produce my oil. They're already at 94-98% capacity. What do you want to do? Blow the place up, Joe, so you're down in oil again, and here comes the price, helping out a little bit more. You know, I'm gonna say something. I'm not a conspiratorialist. I really am not. But if I'm a lawyer, and I'm not, and I'm looking at everything that's been laid out to me, especially the money trail with the Bidens and China and Russia and Ukraine and some of these other countries. You got to wonder if these guys are still on the take.
Well, certainly, Captain, there's so much.
I certainly am wondering.
Yeah, well, there's so much for the American people to digest on these things. And just look what happened. What happened after President Trump left office and Joe Biden came into the Oval Office? What happened to the energy? What happened to our relationships with these different countries, especially China?
Yep.
And the list goes on.
And this is another reason why, if the Republicans take control of the House and the Senate, the Democrats are shaking in their tracks. You know, and I know, they're going to put forth different committees and investigations and go after these guys to find out what happen to our country.
And all the while, and I'll just say this as a perhaps might be kind of thing,
yep.
But guess who might start questioning the integrity of the elections if they lose big in the House and Senate? They could start their own kind of, hate to say...
Well, which one first? Which one first? Hillary?
Well, you never know. We know that in
Stacey Abrams, which one first?
Yeah, good question. Well, she has still never conceded that she didn't win.
No, and there's still a chance if she loses the governorship of Georgia, there's still time for her to run for president.
Well, sure. That's right.
Think about that for a minute.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to be really trying to regroup, and I think you'll see a big rift, big rifts open up in the Democrat Party
Let's talk about the Republican Party and something that may happen here. Liz Cheney has let the cat out of the bag big time because, of course, she's a Republican. She's in Wyoming, and she's on her last leg. She will not get reelected. She admitted Sunday that the House January 6th Select Committee's goal is to keep former President Donald Trump from the White House again.
So they must be really concerned that that could happen only because they're taking these massive steps and now admitting evidently this is a political maneuver.
That's right.
People know what it is.
That's exactly right. And she said it, not me. This is her saying it, and she said it on national television. By the way, all the while, she's keeping open her own door for running for president as a Republican in 2024. Doesn't stand a rat's chance in hell.
Well, I think maybe she's going to, her 15 minutes are kind of going to be up eventually very, very, very soon. This is her big claim to fame, her big moment in the sun.
She can't even draw a crowd of 500 people in Wyoming when she had no problem drawing several thousand people anywhere she went.
Well, sure. Yeah, I just think that this is not going to translate into Liz Cheney for president. I don't think people will make that sort of leap.
And people need to understand that these people, you know, what goes around comes around. She's dished out plenty to us. She's about to get it thrown right back in her face come this midterm election.
Well, certainly, but I think the American people see the political nature of this committee. It's all one-sided and so on and so forth. We could go on and on, but I think they've actually kind of tuned out of it too, Captain. I don't think they think this is the critical mass problem that the only thing to think about. In fact, it's way, way, way down the list.
Well, unfortunately, you're right. And fortunately for us, here comes the music, because we got more stuff coming up after the top of the hour news. We're going to get into the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, which is rather interesting tonight. So don't go anywhere. Kyle and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we wander through the overnight hours.
The fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more.
This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Look at there, look at there. Where do you think I am?
That has got to be one of my favorite Dion songs right now, and I know, Kyle, you like it too. If You Want to Rock and Roll, with Eric Clapton on the guitar playing the lead.
That's really a good sound.
Absolutely. Oh, that is downtown sound. That is downtown. That's all there is to it. And they got it going. I mean, he's got a, this sound that he's got going now, I really like it.
Yes, very much so.
Yep, so we'll see what happens down the road, but it is what it is. All right, let me get started here. Scattered severe thunderstorms are expected from Montana and to the plains through Monday. Then heavy rain may cause some localized flash flooding with these storms. Critical fire weather conditions will persist across the Great Basin and into Alaska. Hello, Anchorage, into early week. And meanwhile, heat will build up on the plains, Ohio and Tennessee, in the valleys and the Great Lakes between now and the middle of the week. And we do have some rain activity I'll be talking about up in the Dakotas and headed over towards Minnesota, too. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yeah, we do have some active rain on the radar tonight, especially in central Oregon, around Bend, Oregon. And this, of course, is along Highway 97 there. So it's going to be right around Bend, a little bit north, and a little bit south of there as well. Klamath Falls, you've got rain right now. You've also got rain up near Mount Shasta in northern California. And, of course, as you travel up through Redding and so forth up Interstate 5, looks like you're going to have some of that rain going on there. Well, the rain's north of Redding, but as you come out of Redding, be ready to get into some rain. And of course, up near Medford, Oregon tonight as well, you've got rain. We've also got rain over near just north of Idaho Falls. This is going to be west of West Yellowstone right now, but it's definitely going to be in the area of Lakeview and Lima and Dillon there in Idaho. We've also got, looks like, some rain in Wyoming tonight. This is going to be around I-70. This is going to be west of Rawlings. It's going to be near a place called Wamsutter. So if you travel along I-80 right there, be aware of that. We also do have earlier tonight, it just dropped off the map, but still be aware that you could have some gusty winds along I-25. Looks like I think it was south of I-90 as you come down into Wyoming. And also around Cody, Wyoming, they had a pretty good wind advisory going on there, so just be aware of that could be tapering off. Aerial flood watch in northern Washington tonight. This is north of Spokane, also north of Coeur d'Alene in Idaho. We do have also gusty winds. This is going to be out near Battle Mountain and Elko, I-80, northern Nevada. You could also have blowing dust there, so be aware of that. Be ready for that. And then we continue with hot, dry weather in all throughout Utah, mostly down through Kingman, Arizona. And, of course, Las Vegas, Nevada, pretty hot. It's going to be hot in those areas, so just be aware of that and be careful out there.
All right, well, North Dakota, we'll start there. I-94, all the way across I-94, North Dakota, you're going to have rain. It's going to be heavy in some spots, going to be torrential in some spots, going to be flooding in some spots around the central part of the state, certainly from Bismarck over towards Fargo, and central part of North Dakota on up about three or four counties north of 94, you've got heavy rain and flood warnings right now for a lot of areas up through there, so be careful. Now, moving over to South Dakota, I-29, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, it's raining all the way down to the Nebraska line, all the way down to the Nebraska line right now. You've got a lot of flooded areas and a lot of flood warnings all up and down through there, so be careful. Now, looking at I-90, you're going to have rain coming across I-90 from about 40, 50 miles east of Rapid City all the way over to just about the Minnesota line. There is some rain starting to creep into Minnesota, central Minnesota right now. There may be more. You do have some very hot weather coming for the western third and moving its, making its way east in Iowa. Half of Nebraska will be up in the upper 80s and 90s today. You've got some weather down in Kansas that includes flooding down in the southeastern corner of Kansas right now from the heavy rains that went through and the storms of yesterday. You've also got all of Missouri That's under a heat warning, as well as some flooded areas there from the rain that they had earlier. And down in Oklahoma, the eastern part, northeastern part of Oklahoma, high temperature warnings there. Same thing for Arkansas, western part of Tennessee, northwestern corner of Louisiana and Mississippi. And that's about it for the warm stuff. Now, you do have some fog tonight off Lake Erie around Cleveland. So Cleveland, you might have some visibility problems there going through on I-90 or I-80 or, for that matter, I-71 coming up by 70, I-271, whatever. You might have some trouble in some of those areas. So be advised as you get closer to Cleveland, you might have to just kind of slow down a little bit. But we did have some weather that Kyle was talking about. I see where it was. Right now it appears to have dissipated, and that's a good thing. We hope everybody has an opportunity to have a great, great, great Independence Day, and hopefully the weather will cooperate. Do you think so, Kyle?
I sure hope so. Absolutely.
All right, so tell everybody about the Pylon Flying J, because they're open today.
They certainly are, and of course, don't forget, folks, the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. You can find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com. And for our trucker friends out there, be sure to check out the Axle Fuel Card, because when it comes to fuel cards for trucking, the Axle Fuel Card delivers. Unlike other cards, they offer custom credit solutions to keep your business rolling. It's not just a diesel fuel card. It's a flexible solution for fleets of all sizes and fuel types. And don't forget as well to join the rewards program. That's the My Rewards Plus app, and you can start earning up to 4 points per gallon when you use the My Rewards Plus app. Get other great offers as well. PilotFlyingJ.com.
And, of course, I can tell you from past experience that when you're out there on the road on a holiday, regardless of what the holiday is, and you're always looking for somewhere to stop, somewhere to hang your hat for a little while, the Pilot and the Flying J will always be there. So look for them. They'll take good care of you. A lot of the brand-new facilities now have got brand-new stuff inside them. So stop by, check them out, see what they have to offer. And, Kyle, I'm going to boogie on out the door with this, so we'll let this take us to break.
Okay.
I'm a total person too. Woman got a mind, knows exactly what she's gonna do. Drop down, baby, let your daddy see.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.